Good morning, everyone. Today is the 29th of December, Tuesday morning, early, about 3 o'clock in the morning, here in Pineville, Missouri, right on the Arkansas-Missouri line. You know, I would highly recommend, if you get a chance, to do a word study in the Bible on eternal life. There's about 426 pages on those two words in the Bible, eternal and life. And if you do a word study just on eternal, you'll find that eternal is mentioned 47 times, two pages. Continuous, 47 times in the Bible. We're living in some very perilous times right now. And because we're living in such perilous times, this turns our heart to something beyond this life. It's inevitable that all of us are going to die. It's inevitable. We're all going to come to stand before Jesus Christ one day. Our hope is in Christ alone, not in anything in this world. A few years ago, the powers that be came up with a word, especially in the green movement, called sustainability. Well, I'm here to tell you that there is no life outside of Christ. It's not sustainable. And we cannot sustain ourselves. We don't have self-sustainability, do we? There's no such thing as self-sustainability. Our hope is found in Christ alone. We are eternal beings. We will either be eternally with God or we will be eternally lost. And so our contemplation should be on the inevitabilities of this fact. Deuteronomy 33:27. Says the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Well, the rich young ruler came to Christ. And we read in Matthew 19:16, and behold, one came and said to him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Christ said, these shall go away into everlasting punishment. Christ said that he that blasphemes against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. Well, we're told in John 3:15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Like I've said many, many, many times throughout the years, where do we get the faith and the belief to believe in Jesus Christ? Do we drum up this faith in and of ourselves? Is it something that we have in ourselves to drum up? Christ is making a statement that whosoever believeth in them should not perish but have eternal life. Where does our belief come from? Well, our belief comes from God Himself. We're told in Hebrews 12:2 that He is the author and the finisher of our faith. John 5:39 says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." It's a wonderful thing that God has given us His Word, a testimony of who He is. John 6:54 says, "Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." I mentioned yesterday, we cannot drink Christ's blood spiritually or eat his flesh spiritually unless we already have been given eternal life. The Roman Catholic Church purports something totally different. Simon Peter said, "Lord, thou hast the words of eternal life." John 6:68. Are you looking for life eternal this morning? I know I am. Do you have a desire to be with God eternally in heaven? Or do you want to be eternally separated from God and an eternal damnation in hell and fire? Well, eternal life is a gift. It's not something that we earn. There are a lot of people trying to earn their eternal life. John 10:28 says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Are you clinging to this life with everything you've got within you? Well, I'm here to tell you that your physical life is not sustainable. Because when Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, He said, "In the day you eat of it, you shall surely die." And that plunged all of the people on the face of the earth into the reality that they would experience death. However, Christ is the one that has power over all flesh. 17:2, we're told that, "As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that he might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." The only source that we can go to for eternal life is Jesus Christ. And he's the one that causes us to go to that source. He's the one that grants unto us the gift of eternal life. It's not in and of ourselves. In Acts 8, the Gentiles had been given the message of the gospel. And we read, "And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed." One cannot believe unless they've been ordained to eternal life. Romans 5:21 tells us that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Again, eternal life is not something we can gain through works. eternal life is a gift. Jesus Christ freely laid his life down and shed his precious blood for his people. 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 5:1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. Ephesians 3:11, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ our Lord. 1 Timothy 1:17, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, this morning, let us look forward to the day when we're with Jesus Christ in eternal glory. You know, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Titus 1:2. Titus 3:7, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to hope of eternal life. Hebrews 5:9, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews 9:12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews 9:15, and for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal life. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. 1 John 2:25. 1 John 5:11, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe in the name of the Son of God. 1 John 5:20, and we know the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So this morning, let us be grateful that God has given us the gift of eternal life, and that life is in his Son. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.